Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 123. Today is Saturday, June 30th, 2018. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week, not only do we have our special guest, but I have got a special co-host this week because while Stone's away, Lita gets to do what she wants. So, yay! I have got Rogster. Stir's here! Whoop,
whoop, whoop, thank you, thank whoop, you. Hello, whoop, everyone.
That's my little chair dance. How are you, Stir? Thank you for coming and playing podcasting with me today. That's probably the best way to say it.
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's nice and balmy and hot here in the United States, and just good to be here.
Excellent. Well, it's cold. For me, it's cold anyway. It's probably not even like cold degree. Definitely not the cold to who our guest is this week, because I know her winter. I've seen her winter, and I want to go make like snow angels and stuff. We have got Rogue Slayer here. Yay! Rogue Slayer, how are you?
Hello.
Hello!
Awesome!
And look
at
you.
It is quite warm here.
You're just chilling?
Sitting out on my deck.
I know, right?
It's just I was like, hiding what? Inside all day because it was too hot and humid, but now it's evening, so it's down to just below 90 Fahrenheit.
Nice. Yeah,
which is still really, really odd, but, you know, compared to 97 we're going to have tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. No, that, I mean, it looks so comfy. It looks so comfy. I'm slightly jealous because here I am. I mean, obviously my winter is nothing compared, because I've seen your winter. Can't remember, sir. Do you get snow? I think you do, don't you?
Yeah.
I was going to say,
Michigan,
Stur's,
yes.
My winter is nothing compared to Stur's winter.
Yeah. That's right. You're the winter that I want to come and like be like, I want to make a snowman and play, you know, and then I'll be like 5 minutes like, okay, I'm done. I've done snow. Yep. That's it. I'm out.
It's great for Christmas because it feels like Christmas, but after that you've had enough of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. See, I've never ever had that. So to me, Christmas is hot and sticky and balmy and barbecues and all that kind of good stuff. So it's quite amusing to me. But who knows? One of these days we might be able to have be able to see real snow, which would be awesome. Anyway, as I said, Stone is away. People, chat room. Hi, chat room. Sorry.
Hi, chat room.
We appreciate you coming and hanging out with us, so thank you very much. And as I said, Stone's probably like creeping in the chat room somewhere, that's okay. That's what he does. But he is away, so he's got family stuff on, and we all say, hi, Stone. Hi.
Hi, Stone.
But,
I've got the two rogues. Hang on.
Surrounded by rogues.
I think that's right. So it might be that way with me today, which is fantastic. So we're going to do a catch up with Rogue Slayer first up, because it's been a little while since we've had you on, and I wanted to have a chat and see what you've been up to. Because again, we are what, like 44 days away from Battle for Azeroth, so it's not far away, and it's the end of the expansion and all that kind of stuff. So what have you been doing? Where are you up to?
Well, since we last spoke, I had a high pacifist last time we talked, Compassiona, and she had a big moment. She was at level 61, and with all the changes, I decided to take her just bypass Hellfire Peninsula and all things Outland. And I just took her over to Northrend. Yep. And she was mining and doing some go-to quests and everything and exploring. And it was awesome because she's flying, of course. And I was exploring. And then while I was exploring Dragonblight, I saw an ore, some good ore to go get. So I flew up there. Yep. Yeah, I flew into Wintergrasp at a bad time because I was level 61. And you can't fly in Wintergrasp. So I got dismounted. Yeah. But I was still like on the shelf. So I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go get that ore. It's right there. It's right there. So I was, you know, over there and I was ding, 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 ding. And of course, it was up on that shelf where the little elementals are. And of course, they came over. And I hid. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They went away.
Yeah.
Can I back away? No, I couldn't back away. They still saw me because I was so much lower than them. And I'm like, they're like, and of course I can't fight back because I'm a pacifist. Yes. So I'm like, okay, what can I do? So I'm running and I'm running and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to die. So I'm going to take a leap. I'm going to leap into Ice Mist Village because there's water in Ice Mist Village.
Yes.
So I'm going to leap off the shelf and I fell. And I put myself into cat form because reduced damage from falling.
Okay.
And I went splat on the ice next to the water and died.
Oh,
no. So you literally missed the water by what do you think? Like a
like
meter, a couple meters?
Like, yeah, a body length.
Missed it by that much. Yeah,
that much. But, you know, she went out on her own terms. She didn't go out at the hands of a fierce elemental.
Yeah.
She threw herself rather than doing damage to somebody.
So what was the level of the elementals up there then? Were they the classed as 80s or?
I think so. I don't even remember. Okay. I just remember that they were like they were just like going to kill me. They weren't one-shotting me.
Yep.
But they were definitely doing some damage, and I couldn't do anything. And they were seeing through my prowl, and they just said, "No, come back here, come back." And I said, "No!" And leapt off the ledge. So she's gone.
Yep.
So other than that, right after, not very long at all after the last time we talked, we had been talking about this concept of a green type challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And we were
saying,
armor, and then it started.
Yes.
And I was so excited. I was like, I can do this. So that's what I've been doing. I killed off Capesiona, and then I've been throwing myself into the greens.
Yes.
And I've been doing some other stuff. So I did start a new pacifist named Namaste Hey. Namaste Hey. And so I've been leveling her up. But other than doing my two pacifists and occasional bloodthirsty, I've mostly been doing the greens because it's fun. It's really fun.
So what are you running? What are you running? Pally, Hunter, I can't remember for the green.
I'm doing Paladins.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
And explain.
On Paladins.
What makes the green fun?
Well, I can survive a little better. So that's always fun. I can actually get excited about gear that I'm picking up and I with it, and that's always fun.
are you looking at, because obviously greens also can depend on, you know, do you equip one green, do you equip many greens?
I can equip as many greens as I want, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
if it's green and it helps me, boom, I've got it.
So
okay, I'll play green, but I'll play it with just enough. No, I'm throwing myself in. I can use the green. Give me the damn greens.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if I do really well at this, maybe I'll cut it down and I'll say, I'll do these greens, but not these greens. But right now, I'm all in.
Okay.
Just give me the greens. Give me the greens.
So comparing Green Man, obviously, to Iron Man, you're finding a remarkable difference. I mean, the only difference is you can equip greens. Everything else is the same with
everything
the green,
else is the same.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you know, when you go to do quests that you've done previously on iron, so you're finding that you can knock it over
quicker? I can
quicker.
Do them.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely can do things that I had a lot of trouble with without the green. I'm I'm trying to be careful about not saying, oh, I can do this. I have greens. But, you know, things that I was borderline on before, I'm going ahead and doing them and surviving.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And it's not like I'm just like plowing over these things. I'm still having to work at them, and I still gets dodgy sometimes, but I can take on, if I have to, if I've miscalculated, you know, three or four mobs and come out. It's tough. I have to pay attention, but I can do it. Yeah. So it's awesome.
Okay.
Well, what about transmog? Have you made yourself look a little bit better than an ordinary iron?
No. Let's rephrase that. Rogue Slayer, have you ever done transmog? No. Okay.
Okay. Next question.
You like going with that eclectic look, don't you, Rogue Slayer?
Yeah. I mean, do you see what I'm actually wearing in real life? I've got a t-shirt, some gym shorts on. Okay. You know, so with the way the gear looks in game, I'm already dressed better than I do in real life. So.
Okay.
Nice. I love it. Oh, okay. So
I'm not like Tink. Remember on the guild, Tink would like, said she'd go on and she'd spend like an hour or two getting it to look just right before she even started. You know, no, that's not me.
Nice. All right. So at the moment, your focus is obviously greens and with some pacifists and that. So how many greens are you running at the moment?
I have two greens going at the moment. I'm trying to get myself down. Last time we talked, I had done a big toon purge. Yes. And so now I'm trying to get myself to, I have an alliance and a horde of each type. And that's where I am. I do have three bloodthirsties, because I'm not killing them off.
Yes.
You know, but if one of them dies of attrition, I think right now I have, I have two alliance and one horde bloodthirsty. So when one of my alliance ones, if I won't say when, if she meets a bad fate, I will not immediately replace her. I'll focus on the other two. So right now I have two pacifists, I have two greens, I have three bloodthirsties, and two irons. I have the one tin. I haven't really been focusing so much on the tin.
Yeah.
So far.
Okay.
But I have
like
killed
the least
many
amount of tunes I've ever heard you have for challenges.
Yeah. I've really been cutting things down and trying to keep it a little more simple. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing.
Okay. Still keeps you busy though.
Absolutely.
Okay. So bucket list. Anything? You're just going to keep plowing on with the green man tunes?
That is my bucket list. My bucket list right now is to maintain this level of non-obsession. of just working it and not getting stressed about it. Yeah. And, see if I can just keep going and just see how far I can go. But I will tell you, with the next expansion, I haven't even purchased it yet. But I'm not sure if I'm going to. I used to be the one who would be up at 3 a.m. on expansion day and get out there. And I just don't feel like doing that anymore. I did take my Voltandra, my main tune now. My regular tune, and I took her out, and I was trying to get flying in Legion. I mean, I hadn't been out there in a year or something, and I did a lot, and I got really, really far, but then, they have those dungeon requirements, and I was just like, I want to go play my challenge tunes.
Yeah.
I mean, probably once the expansion hits, I probably will get it so I can try the new races and such. I have a little bit of hesitation because the last time there was an expansion, I ended up having to get a new computer.
Oh, okay.
My computer would, I'm assuming probably the computer I got with the last expansion is probably fine for this expansion. Yeah,
should be.
But, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I'm not sure. So, I think there was a couple of upgrades. Stur, do you know? I mean, you're a techno person. Do you know with BFA if there was a huge amount of difference between the requirements?
I haven't seen any complaints in the normal Blizzard forums talking about needing more horsepower.
Okay.
I think it'll be just fine. That hasn't been the focus.
Yep.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
So then,
so it's just a groove.
Yeah. All right. So obviously with all the tunes, and like you said, you're still running quite a few tunes, and your challenge tunes have been the majority of your focus, other than, mm-hmm. you know, your normal, so to speak, tunes. When you look at all the challenges and you know, what's across the board, obviously, there's lots of things that can keep us all busy, which is fantastic. But for someone new who comes along and says, hey, I want, you know, has a look and, wow, look at all this new stuff I can be doing and trying before the next expansion hits out. What's your advice to someone who wants to try these crazy things that we do?
So what I would say is they should pay attention. I know I've said before, pay attention. You know, we've all had these incidents where, oh, we were watching this show and I did, you know, I've had a death where it was because I flipped over and I was looking something up on Google, and then I got pulled into that, and next thing you know, I hear myself dying, you know, in the yes. background. So, but don't only pay attention to what your tune is doing in game, but if you have more than one type of challenge you're doing, like say you're doing an iron and you're doing a pacifist, make sure you pay attention to which one you're on.
Yes.
So I have all of mine named in such a way that I can tell what they are for the most part.
Yes.
And so even while I'm playing, when I finish one thing that I'm doing, when I go to like look at what's in my bag, what did I get? Before I add anything on, I look again. Okay, I can do green on this one. Okay, I can do this one. Oh, or if I go to a village, wait, can I get quests? No, I can't get quests on this one. Okay, because definitely keep track, because things happen, as we will find out during my week in WoW. And my second tips is, if you have any doubts about should I do this quest? Should I go into this area? If you're even thinking, should I? No, don't. Just walk away, especially with the changes where all of the zones are open, you know, for the most part, especially once you hit 40.
Yep.
No quest line really is vital to your progress. You can just walk away from it. There's lots and lots of other stuff you can do. It's
That's
not
right.
worth it.
That's right.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Definitely opened it, like with the scaling now across the zones, you can, you know, you can jump back and forth, like I think we get set in that mindset so much of, oh well, we finished that whole zone, you know, but why if you end up dead, like why do we keep going? Well, I'll just finish the zone before I move on. I really want to do that quest. Yeah, just finish that quest, but it's a bit, oh, well, I'll go do it, Dad. It's like, no, walk away. Like, go somewhere else. Absolutely.
Yep. No, and you can always come back later, you know? Come back once you hit 60 and you can fly.
Yeah.
You know, come back. Maybe you can zoom in and avoid the awful things that were getting you on the way.
Yes.
You know, I've done it. But yeah, so just walk away.
Yes.
That's my advice.
Very.
And post-patch, you know, look up named mobs. You know, I think Assie just learned that earlier today with losing a 78 green. Took on a named boss. And so I went and looked at the boss on WoWhead. And, you know, full heirloom players are complaining that they died several times due to the cast. And you're going, well, if full geared players are dying, iron should be taking that on.
One example of that, even at an early level, is Sharpsneer over in Lukhmadan, the guy in the mine.
In the mine.
He is nasty.
He is
now.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Yes. Yes.
He's just
absolutely.
Like, but my green survived him.
Yeah,
I took him
nice. And don't ever, my advice to you on that quest is, do not ever go do that quest until you have your freezing trap, because the easiest you can do, if you go below what's 18 on a hunter, if you've got freezing trap, at least then you can trap him, take down the other two and then take him on, and I find I don't have an issue. Just don't stand in the fire when he throws
the fire.
Don't
stand in the fire. It's an conflagration.
That is horrible fire, yep. Yes. So if you can contain him, normally I've not had a problem, but where I have hit him before, I've had freezing trap, I end up dead every single time. So now I don't go and see him until I'm 18 or above, and normally don't have an issue, thankfully. Same as with, like, Collector. Everyone knows the wonderful Collector quest that I sacrificed a tune to way back, like, months and months ago. But the same thing, I don't go and see them until I've got freezing trap, because, you know, it's just they've got two other mobs that are quite... One's got a lot of hit points. The other one's... I think the mage wasn't too bad, but the other guy that's with them, he's got a lot of hit points as well. And then, of course, the Collector's got a lot more hit points.
Yeah, so, and then sometimes the other bandits run in from the sides.
Yes.
Too.
Clear. Make space. Clear. Yeah. Yep. Lots of good advice there, Rogue Slayer. Excellent. So you mentioned that you've got some stuff to tell us about.
Yeah.
What you've been doing.
So tell us. Yeah. So this week, and this is really a clean start week because last week I was on vacation.
Yay!
I was down on Cape Cod. I was by the water, and there was no internet. I could, like, get things on my phone, but there's no Wi-Fi or anything at this place. So I was totally... So when I left, when I went on vacation, my challenge is in the green. I was number one.
Yes.
When I left on the green. And I also had one that was, like, four or five, depending. You know, it was the same level as a couple of the people.
Okay.
When I came back, Azzy had appeared out of nowhere, and so I was still number two.
Yes.
And then I still had that four/five one. So that's where I started. So what did I do this week? So I've been doing some greens, but I was also doing Midsummer Fire Festival. Mm-hmm. Yay! So I did that on a lot of my tunes. I did it on my greens, and I did it on my pacifists for sure. And on a couple, like, one or two of my regular rogues. So let's do the rundown of where things went this week. My first green, Verdant Sand. This is a Blood Elf Paladin.
Yes.
Came back. She was at 68 the start of the week. Got her to 75 today.
Nice.
Whoa. 75. Done. And you did mention as you had an unfortunate incident with a 78. Which makes me number one.
It does. It does. Yes. Someone's misery is Rogue Slayer's.
That's right.
Yes.
But the other part of that is Vertiglory, my alliance one, who's a dwarf paladin.
Yep.
She went from 42 to 52 this week.
Wow.
Which makes her number two. I've got a 1-2 on the green hit list.
Well done.
That is how much better I do in greens than I do in irons.
Nice.
You know that with my track record, I would have killed off several irons this week.
Yes.
I have not killed off a green.
Yay.
My two greens are the two greens that I started.
Nice.
That's how much better it is for me.
Good.
So, but I did some other stuff too. So I had Namaste Hay.
Yes.
She's the one that I started up after I killed off Compassiona. Mm-hmm. She was a Blood Elf Druid, because that's what Compassiona was, a Night Elf Druid, so I did a Blood Elf Druid.
Yep.
I took her from 19 to 20 doing some flames, and then I went to the Wild Challenges website to update her, and it brought her to 20 and put a big red flag on her.
Ooh.
I went back and looked, because I had been playing my green tunes and I hadn't been paying attention. And I was in the quarry in Dunmorho, and I put on the senator's fancy pants or whatever he's called, and I put on a green. And so we always tell people, hey, we put on a green. We're sorry, we can't do it. And so what did I do? Mm-hmm. I said, should have paid attention, deleted her, and started another one.
Okay.
That's how you roll with this. So I started up another Namaste Hey.
Yep.
And so I started her at level one. So I was like, hey, this is a good time to go hit some fire. I'll hit the fires that I can get to.
Yes.
And I got her up to level six, just doing some flames.
Yes.
And I decided to just go ahead, because I have the flight toy, you know, I have the flight path.
Yeah.
So I went to Silithus at level six.
Oh.
Do you think that was too soon?
Oh.
Oh.
Did you aggro the entire county?
I rode her down on her little chauffeured hog there. And yeah. I thought I was fine. Thought I was absolutely fine. I hadn't noticed that one of those sand spider things was following me at a distance. And I got up, I grabbed the flame, and then they went poof, and I was dead. The spiders came up and went, "What are you doing here?" And I went, "Ah!" And I fell over. So, kids, that's the lesson. Don't take the level 6 pacifist out to Silithus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So I started another pacifist. And nice. I decided I'm going to follow my paladin theme. So okay. I started a human paladin named Pax in Plate.
Nice. Love it.
And I got her from 1 to 10, so she can at least now do the daily quests for that stuff. So she's from 1 to 10. Then my joyful vegan, this is my blood elf rogue. I took her doing Midsummer, and I also had her doing a few quests in the areas where she's going and doing some mining and stuff. So she went from 53 to 55 in a week on a pacifist, which I think that's awesome.
Well done.
Yeah, and then I did an iron, my Ivol Tundra, who's also a blood elf paladin. She went from 30 to 32. Now, I do have to say, today I was riding, I took Vertiglory, my little dwarf paladin, out to Blasted Lands. She hit 50 today at the Dark Portal and then did some more stuff. So while I was chasing down some of those hyenas, I was up by Dreadmaw Hold, and that's where the Horde flames are. Mm-hmm. And nobody was around. And I checked and I looked, and the higher levels were all kind of in the back. So I'm like, you know, I could douse this flame. So I doused the flame and I survived and I ran away. And then I saw, oh my God, I just flagged myself for PvP. And all my nightmares of past, you know, just regular tunes, you know, riding for glory, dousing Horde flames and doing the corpse hop. And I'm like, So I rode her really, really fast because I couldn't even hearth. I had used up my hearth. I rode her really, really fast back to Nethergard Keep, and I just hid there by Mama Morton for 5 minutes while I waited for my...
Wow.
I was like, going, okay, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, yeah. I went back out some more.
Nice. It's kind of that thing where you go, look at all that fantastic XP that I just got because I, you know, I've doused the opposing faction flame. And then you go, oh, I'm PvP flag. Quick, go. So it's, and your whole heart, my whole body was like, oh, no.
Yes, but I made it. Yeah, I even remember one time I had a regular tune, just not even a challenge tune, and I was trying to run her to all of the, you know, getting all the things. Yeah. And this other player, this I'm sure a very nice person, was just hounding me. Yeah. And every time I would recover my corpse, they would be there and they'd bam, knock me down. So finally, I logged off with that tune. I brought in one of my hundreds, at that time was the highest. I brought in one of my hundreds and I knocked that person down. And then I logged back in with my little corpse and brought her in so I could ride her away and get her to safety. But I was like, no, don't make me do that again.
What's that song? Don't make me get my mane.
Yeah, that's I definitely nice. Did. Yeah. I came in and that tune was still sitting there, crouching behind the remote, watching my corpse, you know, or watching where my corpse would have been. And I just went, hi, poof.
Smack-a-thon.
Wow.
Yep. And then So that's been my week. I was actually, you know, I was really watching the folks because there are some folks who are right. You know, we've been going back and forth on that number two spot. But it, at least at the time I was making my notes, I had Vertiglory in the number two spot. Nice. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Good. I like the games.
You've been very busy. And I always love your names for your tunes. It's awesome. I love it. It's great. All right. Well, thank you for sharing all your experiences, the good ones as well as the bad ones. I'm really sorry about your level 6, but yeah, I'd have to say, you know, that could possibly be a good show title as well. Silithus too soon?
Soon?
Maybe. Anyway, we will see. All right. Let's see. Stir. I'm sure that the Guild Coroner has been quite busy this week, but what have you, what else have you been up to, Stir?
Well, you know, mostly the Midsummer Fire Festival, you know, the easy points. And I don't you just love it when you're just killing, you're grinding away, you know, killing mobs, and that bonus bonfire blessing kicks in and you hear that boom, and even rares go down pretty quick and you're like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you feel like a normal tune when those, mm-hmm. those kick in. Yeah. But, you know, I have been tempted, you know, I really like Rogue Slayer's story there about the bonfires. I can relate to that, you know, because I was just in STV and they put both bonfires, you know, in the Cape of Stranglethorn, right next to each other.
Yeah.
And if you're on the server at 7 a.m, there's nobody on. Mm-hmm. And you know, you just sit there and you click the Alliance one and you look over and the horde, those little toons are just dancing and they're waving like, come on over, click me. And you're like, I just know there's going to be somebody stealth nearby. And I just don't want to start over. So it's like, I've been good. I wish I had flight, because then I'd be tempted to, you know, mm-hmm. yeah. desecrate bonfires. But no, so I'm just grinding away. I've got my 14th or 15th monk up to 53.
Nice.
And so that's been it for me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I must admit that is something I said last night when I was on my, what was I on? My iron. And I said to the boys, I think Ash and Zaya were on, and I'm like, I've been naughty. And they're like, ? And I said, I just went and did that, because I was down at STV and did exactly the same. I was like over at the Alliance one and I'm like, oh, pretty. And then I'm looking and I've got, you know, tracking on, I've got stealth tracking on, and I'm like, so I just creep across the sand very slowly, like looking, scanning. I'm like, no one's here. Click. And then I tell you, those 10 seconds of hearth are the longest 10 seconds ever. Like just going, go. And I'm waiting. I'm just waiting. Because I mean, back in the day.
Yeah, I picture you two like belly crawling across the sand.
Exactly. But I was waiting because I remember very early on when we had the Midsummer Fires that there were this is going back a while, so yeah, there was rogues that would go and sit themselves at Midsummer Fire Festival time and wait.
Guilty.
Exactly. And I mean, I must admit, I haven't overly noticed that in the last couple of expansions, but certainly for the first few times that Midsummer was in, that there would be certain points, not obviously not every, you know, every bonfire, but there were certain times that, you know, the ones like Booty Bay, Winterspring, I'm pretty sure quite a few years ago I was on... there was I think it was a Night Elf rogue that was kind of camping stealth, that the Alliance one there, because again, they're so close and, you know, so I found that was amusing. It's that thing of always bringing back those memories of, I know what's happened. Why am I doing this on the challenge tune? But tell you the what, 5,600 XP was so nice, but the amount of stress you give yourself in trying to get that flag off.
And as a rogue. Oh, I was going to say, as a rogue, not only would you be waiting to gank, but sometimes you'd walk past the player that's contemplating clicking the bonfire just so that they'd hear that sound of something stealth walking
the stealth
by.
Sound. And then they're like something said.
I don't think so. Another thing to be aware of is at the Horde bonfire at New Kargath, there's a rare. I ran into a rare parked like in the tent a couple of times. So especially if you're a pacifist, be really careful there, because you're gonna have to run away or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I went there with my rogues. I was able to sap the rare, get the bonfire, and then run away.
Okay. Phew. All right. Well, that was
but
good.
Be careful.
Good to know. All right. Okay. Well, everyone, okay, pull up a chair. Stone's not here, so, you know.
Yeah, Lita, what have you
done? We can be
to?
An hour on what I've done. No, I'm kidding. It's not going to take that long. Okay, so my iron. So the only iron I'm running one iron, which is the Night Elf. And I keep going, maybe I should try something else. And I'm like, no, damn it. Night Elf Hunter, just come on. Come on,
focus,
Lita.
Focus.
You can do this. Anyway, I was going really, really well. I hit level 33 and I'm in Wetlands and I go up to Mordra. Anyway, up the top.
In Mordra, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And dwarf cultists, dead. Dead dwarfs, dead.
Really?
Me and dwarfs, dead. And I've just gone, really, that's it. All dwarf quests from now on are gone. No more. No more.
I won't do dwarf.
No more. Any dark irons, any dwarf cultists,
wow.
No. All gone. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Is there a safe level for dwarves?
Don't think so. No, well, maybe for other people, but obviously for me, not good. So dead at 33, and I...
Wow.
I literally was, like, looking at my dead corpse like, really? Really? Looking at the dwarves like, really? Come on, we're the same! Yeah, so... It was like, okay, let's go again. So I made Iron Lita 9. Iron Lita IX. So she's number 9. Another hunter. So she hit 23 last night. And that's what I was doing. I thought I got to about 21. And I just figured I would go and utilize, as much as there's a lot of running around with doing the fires, I thought, well, look, I might as well utilize a bit of bonus XP and not waste the quest. Like, that way I can go back to the quest and I've still, you know, those quests aren't going anywhere. As I level, they're going to be there. I'm just going to get more XP the higher I do them. So I did, I can tell you this. I did a couple of really naughty things, and I won't do it again. But at level 22, getting to Darkshire, that was okay. I had the flight path, which gives you to Rebel Camp. That's okay. Running from Rebel Camp through, because you don't get what's the Alliance?
Fort Livingston.
Yes.
Fort Livingston?
You don't get that one.
No, you don't.
So I had to run. And those panthers hit really hard.
Yeah.
And they were orange, thankfully. They were orange, but I could take them down. But those black panthers, boy, they do hit hard. The raptors were red. But I basically was weaving my way down that path, and I was like, okay, I can see red over here. So I'm going, you know, I'm like going zig, zag all the way, just going, okay, where's mobs? And I made it down. Thankfully I only aggroed one, and then I could get that flight path, and then I took the flight path down to Booty Bay. But yeah,
so,
not
you know,
probably.
I pictured your one in Stranglethorn at the fires going, crawling through the sand. I'm picturing this one just going, with their arms waving while you just ride.
Exactly. sometimes it's a matter of, you know, you just want to test it to see. And I mean, if I ended up dead, I ended up dead. Like, again, probably not the most smartest thing, but hell, I've already lost one iron this week. It was kind of like, as if I know I can do 1 to 20 quite well. It's getting from the 20 to 30 to 40 that I'm having the problems with. So I'm just like, you know what, let's just give it a go. If I can get down there, then bonus. From Booty Bay out to where the bonfires are, the mobs are, so she's 22. The mobs out there, so the blood sail, are 30 and 31. So they're red. And I had to take down two of them to get to the Alliance bonfire. I'm kind of that point that you're just going,
oh my goodness,
where is everyone? Come on, I know it's like 4 o'clock in the morning technically for you people. Someone come please. And I'm like, okay, no, all right. So I had to trap them because they'd killed my pet like quite quickly, you know, so I had to really play smart, which can be a bit of a worry for me. But I managed to get them down, and that was good. And that's when I'm like, well, damn it, I'm all the way down here. I've had such an adventure. I might as well go do the Horde bonfire now. Like, damn it.
Oh, no. So I might as well.
It's like, yeah. So it was quite hilarious. So I'm quite happy. I hit level 23 and she's back in Loch Modan questing. So nice. So that'll be quite good. My bloodthirsties though this week, the stark contrast, I don't know if anyone else finds it. I can kill irons no problem. Like, no issue. Let's drop those irons, like, you know, drop them like they're hot. Bloodthirsties, they're my jam. They really are. I'm just like take on quite well the killing and hunting Raz. Oh, I love hunting Raz. Yes. which is good fun. But anyway, I didn't get to play all of them. I did play quite a few. So I took the human mage, hit level 16. And as you know, I keep a record of how many kills I'm up to for each time I ding. So at the moment, the mage is at 384 kills. That's for level 16. My gnome monk hit level 23. She's at 846 kills. My night elf priest hit level 31. She's at 1,205 kills. My void elf warlock. Now, let me tell you the most interesting thing when you're playing a challenge tune. And you go onto the website and you're looking up and you can see, yep, there's my tune. And then you go over to the bloodthirsty list and you're looking for your tune and you're having conniptions and it takes you 10 minutes to figure out what's going on. Because of course I'm stressing, I've lost my tune. My tune's not there. Why is my tune not there? I'm getting ready to message Stone. My tune's not there. Why is it? But it's showing up on the website. When it dawns on me, of course, she's an allied race tune. She's not a normal bloodthirsty. So then I click on the allied race and there she is. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yay. So yeah. So don't do a leader. Exactly. So the Void Elf Warlock, again, really happy with how they're going. Quite good in greens. I'm enjoying that. She hit 34 last night. And I only did Loch Modan on her, actually. I was quite surprised. I was prepared to go up to like wetlands and hinterlands and stuff. And I didn't need to, which was really good. So she's at 1,039 kills, which is, you know, I didn't think was too bad. Considering I've only had her, what, since level 20, because they, you know, obviously you start at level 20. And then I took my Night Elf Hunter around yesterday. Now, this was before I took the Warlock. I thought, right, let's go up to, so my hunting ground for the Hunter has been go up to Western Plaguelands, go down to Hinterlands, and then if I'm still haven't dinged, I'll go down to Loch Modan. Anyway, I get up to Western Plaguelands. It's like, who's killing my Rez? Who's out here? Now, I could not see a soul. I didn't see a soul anywhere. And I found, what did I get? I think I got two Rez in Western Plaguelands. And if anyone knows me, there are way more than two Rez in Western Plaguelands.
Yeah, there are.
So I only got two. And I was like, someone else has got to be here. And it was literally just as I'm leaving, this damn Hordy. I mean, I love you, Hordy. Like, don't get me wrong. But you're out here and you're obviously they're around questing or whatever. But maybe they were killing my Rez. Again, my Rez. So, yeah. So I decided, well, I'll go down to the hinterlands because normally, again, there's a lot of rares down there. And I got 3 rares. And I was like, who else is over here? What's going on? Someone else has got to be here. And I didn't see anyone. So in the end, I'm like, yeah, okay, let's go to Loch Modan. I'm going to cry if I get to Loch Modan and there are no rares up, because that means someone is killing my rares.
Yeah.
Anyway, nobody killed my rares, because obviously they went, Lita's cranky and Lita's going to Loch Modan. We better leave stuff as is. And sure enough, dinged, hit level 45 on the Hunter. So she is at 2,771 kills.
Wow.
So quite happy. Not nice. I had a couple of issues, but really I've just found on the Bloodthirsties, no issues. So, you know, quite happy with that. However, I did do something interesting. I thought I'd try. So the Bloodthirsty Teams is up. And I thought, yeah, let's dual box it. Let's give it a go. I'm only going to do the team of 2. And I thought about it for a while. And I thought, no. I'm going to do a Night Elf Hunter team. So I made 2 Night Elf Hunters. Right? I had them both set on. My computers are right here. You can't see them, but I've got both computers. I've got my WoWs all set up. Join them into a team. And away I go. Now, normally when I used to dual box quite a lot, I would use an add-on that was called Jamba, which was always a lot of dual boxes have used that. Other people would just go back and forth, etc. And I thought, no, I won't worry about Jamba. I haven't used it in a long time. I'll just go back and forth. Anyway, I made it to level 2. That's it. Done. I'm like, I am not dual boxing.
Oh, no.
A hunter team trying to do Bloodthirsty. I'm like, nope. This is, like, I can Bloodthirsty on one tune, but trying to juggle it for both. I'm like, flip table. I'm done. Deleted both of them. I was like, nope. Not going to happen. So I did give it a go, but it was just too time consuming. So in the end I went, yeah, well, I'm just going to have to find someone for a team and work it that way. Trying to duel it. It's just, oh boy.
It was a good experiment.
No, but you know, the thing is I found out very early on. So it's not like I made all the way to level 10 or all the way to level 20 and then kind of went, yeah, no. It was so obvious right from the get-go that I'm like, what are you doing later? Like, seriously, this is not going to be good. So I just thought, no.
Stop it.
Other people may want to try it. Look, go for it. If you want to try dual boxing your own team, let me know how you go. But for me, you know, yeah, maybe I could have done a pally and a priest or something, but I just wanted to keep it as simple as I could and thought the Night Elf Hunters would, you know, would be easier. And I was like, yeah, nope. So anyway, it was an interesting experiment. Yeah, the fact is I made it to level 2 and was done. So anyway, other than that, it's been an interesting week. Quite good. Okay, so let's have a look. I've got to find the bumper. Where am I? Oh, hang on. Obviously Stone's in the chat room because I'm not talking. So hang on. Let me do, because, you know, Stone would do.
Coffee is my blood.
There we go. Coffee is my blood. There we go, Stone. I played that one for you. Okay. Let's do the bumper for news. So here we go. Let's go.
Breaking now. News from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay. So, news.
Breaking down.
There's... Oh. I can hear something. That might be Easter. It's like doubled. Okay. So, news in the world of Warcraft. All right, so Midsummer Fire Festival ends this coming week on the 5th of July. So, you've got a few more days if you want to utilize that, which obviously we all have. You guys have been telling me you've utilized it. Obviously, chat room has been utilizing it, so which has been good. Again, like bonus XP, why not? I mean, hem fantastic.
Yeah.
Duck Move Fair time. I can't believe it. It only feels like Duck Move Fair was just here. So starts, well, technically for me, starts tonight. Yay. So don't forget, easy way for starter irons and your greens and your pacifists. Not your bloodthirsties, no bloodthirsties, okay? To get gold and a 16-slot bag, all right? So good way, take the tickets down, sell back, you know, buy and sell, basically. So bloodthirsties can't do them because they all count as quests. So just remember that. Nisi said she's taking a much-needed vacation shortly. Nisi,
yay,
hope everything
fun.
Goes well. So so you might see some delays in stuff for the next week or so. Don't worry, someone, you know, the cogs will be turning, someone, there will be some little person behind the machines making it all happen. Probably Stone, because mostly I'm working, so a lot of the times it's not all, it's not necessarily me, but Nisi, I hope the it goes safe. Be safe driving with you guys and just get back safe. And we hope everything goes well. Then we will, yeah, let us know how it all goes. Other than that, Stone did add in newsflash. He wrote, "Stone is solid like a rock." Really? Really?
Should we sing? Solid. Like a rock.
Yeah, I know. I take it he's still in the chat room. Anyway, he did. Now, this is... I nearly fell off my chair when he told me this, but he dinged... He's like 9.5 on his pacifist.
Wow.
Like level 9. He's halfway, and he's gone out of rested XP, so he stopped. So, well done, Stone. That's like 8 more than I thought you'd do. I'm kidding. No, well done. I haven't even rolled a passy, so I really can't talk, but good on you, Stone.
You've never done one?
Nope, never done one.
Wow.
Because my whole thing is, like, seriously, I'll be like, I want to stab that thing. So I'm sure I'll try one at some stage, but it's just one of those things. I'm like, I think I need to be in a really, really good place to not kill things, and bloodthirsty is my jam. So I really think it's going to be hard, but we'll see. So, now the other thing is there's a spreadshirt sale in our store from July 3rd to the 5th, 20% off everything. If you use the coupon code Merica, MERICA. Okay. So check it out if you want, you know, some of the, I haven't got my top on because I'm channeling the dark lady.
I'm sorry. You don't have your top on? This is topless WoW challenges?
Hang on. You can't see. I'm challenging the dark lady. See? So, dark lady. Sorry. My queen. Forever my queen. if you want to go and check out the store, most definitely. Information also on the wowchallenges.com website. That should take you there, I'm assuming. Yeah. Yes, Nisi, I know. If you can pacifist, surely I can. But, yeah, let's just leave that for the moment. We'll see. Maybe one day. One day.
One day.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go. State of the challenges. Let's see how we have done this week. So, Rogue Slayer, can I get you to tell us about the irons, please?
Certainly. So, with irons, we have at number 10, Kayuna Druid, level 60, RIP. Ooh. Number 9, FBI, 68. Then we have Thilani at 70 and Nikki also at 70. At number six, Therikum 7, 74. Halfway through the list at number five, Clathless 76, RIP. Oh. Then we have Ashes Irony 76. Die No Brittle 83, Red Flag. Oh, oh. Health Potion used 4 epic, 7 rares, 5 uncommon equipped. What? Okay, oh. Moving on.
Okay.
Something happened there. I don't
Something
know.
Something happened.
At number two, Talyara. Let's go with that. Talyara.
Yeah.
87. And Misher 96.
What? Wow. Well done. Okay, we certainly lost a couple this week. Sorry about those ones, guys. But well done, everyone, on that. Okay, Stirbloods. Who have we got?
Well, we have 5 this week, and guess what? No deaths in the blood area.
Yay.
So, 5 all right, hit 51. Tree Wisp, 52. Kit Sandra, 77. Soul Shield, 88. And Vaisana, 104.
Wow. Well done. I think Vaisana might be trying to get to max before the new expansion, maybe. Well done.
Close.
Okay. Pacifist. Who we got, Rogue Slayer?
We have at number 5, me, Joyful Vegan, 55.
Yay.
Breeza at 64. Passibro 3 at 71. Gentle Soul also at 71. And Huey Hamster way up there at 105.
Well done, Huey Hamster. Go, Huey Hamster. Another cool name. All right. Aster Tins. Who have we got this week, please?
Well, we've got 5 more. Iron Aria at 64. A Tune Named 81 is at level 65. Iron Dream is at 67. Zaya Bo, 85. And our very own Fur, she's at 89.
Well nice. Done. Okay. Greens, Rogue Slayer, who have we got?
Okay, we have 5 here. Criverdi, 46. Nebrezhno, 50. Verdiglory, 52. Verdant Sand, 75. And Assy Green, touched 78. And RIP'd.
Oh, so sorry, Azzy, but apparently I think, is he back to about 14 or something?
Oh, I have no doubt.
Normal iron, sir? Is he gone
yeah,
back?
Yeah, that was in 30 minutes or something.
Okay, well done. Anya, Azzy, again, you know, another person who can just pick himself up and just, yeah, good on you, Azzy, go for it. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, let's have a look at the teams for this week. Who have we got, Stir?
Okay, so for teams we have these names. DePregi and Smeggy. They're out of the US. They're at level 22. Every day I'm rusting. They're on the EU at 26. Team Puppet lives on. Yay, Nisi. Level 50.
Well done.
Wow.
Yeah. Go Zorts and Nisi.
And on save, I can't say that. Plus Tard.
See you later, isn't that? Did I get it right? I'm sure it is. See you later.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
See you later. 68. And lastly, Shields and Shots at level 70.
Wow. Well done. Nice. Level 50. So it's Nisi. That is so awesome. I didn't even fully realize. Well done, guys. Okay, now we have got it up and running. So I just wanted to make a quick mention for blood teams. And we have got 3 in. So number 3 this week is Not Dead Yet at level 15. Good team name. All right, the second one is 5 Taco Calm Bow. There's obviously a story on that. I'm going to say it must be Five and Taco with a healer and a hunter. Perhaps I'm right. Maybe.
Yeah.
They're at level 17. And then the number one for the blood teams this week is a combo Taco 5 at level 20. Well done. Yeah, it's dual boxing a team's not good, but definitely a team of that sounds really good. Well done, guys. That's awesome. Okay. I'll play the bumper. Rogue Slayer, save. I won't get you to do it live. It's all good. Let's do the bumper for this. Here we go.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
All right, so it is chit chat time. And I have to think about it every time I say that. All right, so this is where you can send in your, obviously, puns and jokes is part of it, but your tips, tricks, questions, all those kinds of things. So we have got our usual Azzy's pun. So I'm going to give it to Stir. Stir, can you you need to do some justice because he's in the chat room. So I'm just saying, can you read Azzy's pun for me this week, please?
Sure. Okay. So just remember, folks, you cannot run through a campground, only ran. Why? Because it is past tense.
That's cute.
Boom.
That's cute. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So,
then we have a question from Ursoc on Discord. Question about Iron Man challenge. Made a warlock. Right. I'm presuming I can use warlock pets, right? And able to quest? Yes.
Yes.
Yes all around. We're very agreeable. Yes.
Yes. Just be aware, warlocks can be very squishy. But other than that, you can use your Voidwalker. You can use the Imp. You can use, if you get your Fellhound and all of that, that's fine. I've utilized Voidy mostly, Voidwalker and Imp at times myself. You can use your Health Stones. That's fine. Anything that the warlock can do to utilize, just again, same, stick with the same principle. You know, you cannot have potions, you cannot have, you know, join groups, summons, you can't do summonses and all of that kind of thing. But for a normal questing, if you do an Iron Man, absolutely. And good luck. Let us know how you go with that.
Yes, very good luck.
Okay, now from, I think this was on Twitter, so this is from Dad of War. Asked, how do allied races interact with the WoW challenge runs? This is a really good question for me, Lita, because you've spent 10 minutes searching for a toon that you couldn't find because it wasn't in the normal challenge spaces. So basically, if you pick a challenge that has no green, so if you pick, say, a normal Iron Man that you want to do an allied race on, as soon as you've made that toon and you log in, you need to strip them of their greens, okay? Because once you log out again, it's registering the greens onto the website from memory. I'm pretty sure that's correct. Anyway, once you add yourself onto the challenge boards, etc. Now, for bloodthirsties, green gear's allowed. So it makes no difference on a bloodthirsty. If you make an allied race, they come with greens. You go bloodthirsty, there's no change. You can just update your gear, okay? So for a bloodthirsty, you will be yellow flagged because obviously you're coming in at level 20, you've not killed anything, and they're going to go, hey, this doesn't look right. But as you go killing enough things, I think it took me about a level and a half on my warlock to actually drop off being yellow to get her into the green. But, you know, just go kill mobs on a bloodthirsty and then it'll trigger back into the green, being green flagged. Most of the challenges do allow for the allied races. They're just kept on a separate list. Separate list. That's separate the keynote list, there. List. Yes. Same as Death Knights and Demon Hunters. They're just on a separate list that says allied races over here, not the normal ones. The exceptions being Iron Teams, because everyone's grouped together on that. But absolutely, if you want to try that, just remember allied races is not the normal challenge. They are like a side challenge, but you can certainly do them. So other than that, I think I've got all the information on that one. I don't think there's anything else to add on that. Tell us how you go, Dad of War, on that, and good luck. Okay, sir, here's one. Another one for you.
Yeah, you know, I like it when viewers give us tips and tidbits and tricks and things like that. But from Dave the Hunter, he reminds us that what he did is he changed his password to incorrect. So whenever he forgets, the computer will say, your password is incorrect.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Very clever. Very clever.
It is very clever. Absolutely. All right. I think I saw Stone asking a question. He's got a serious question. What's going on?
Hey, need Stone, I thought you were out having family time. What's up with this?
Yeah. He's probably like, you know, hey, yeah, go run around, boys. That's fine. And then he's sitting there. Yeah. He needs to know what quests are off limits for passies at Dark Moon Fair. He knows the knoll, so the Whacker Knoll is definitely off. I don't know. Well, what else is there? I mean, that one is given. Shooting gallery one, don't know.
Profession. Definitely don't take the grizzly trophy one.
Yeah, not the grizzly trophy one. Definitely don't do that one. Okay, and all right. Other than that, keep reading the chat. Yo, I am. Okay, you withdraw it. Oh, but I go back to read your question.
Oh, come on.
Okay. All right. Stone's having Relive, family people. Time with Bob the cat. That's what Tiber said.
Go have another beer, Stone.
And Fess does say, be careful with the cannon. I know that the cannon can sometimes the wings don't come out. And falling to your death is not good, but yeah. All right. Okay, other than that, anything else that we need to discuss? Rogue Slayer, any questions? Sir, any questions?
I think we're good.
We're good?
It's been a quiet week.
It has. It's been busy but quiet. Both, which is good. All right, let's have a look. So, I need to say, we've got some new supporters who became Iron Elites this week. So thank you so much. We have got our new supporters are Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, and George Carlin. So thank you so much. They donated some money to help run with the website and all those kinds of things. So thank you so very much for the donations. They're greatly appreciated. And of course, massive thank you to all our supporters of, you know, whether it's be through being in the chat room, being in Discord, just doing, you know, doing what you can for the challenges and all of that. Like to thank our mods. All you guys are awesome for both Discord and Twitch. We really appreciate everything that you do. And of course, our viewers, like, and our listeners, we, you know, again, we can't do it without you guys. And we just appreciate you hanging out with us every time we do a show. So thank you so much for that. All right. So to wrap up, our next show will be next week. Next weekend? Already. Wow. Time flies. Okay. I think we've got the dates wrong.
The dates are a little off.
Dates are a little off. And obviously I didn't. And certainly I wasn't paying attention to that, and neither was Stone, but that's okay. So we will be having a show next week, which is, let me, because I always have to look.
There you go, look at the 7th.
Thank you, July 7th, which will be 7 p.m. Eastern. And that will be Sunday, July 8th for me, which is 9 a.m. Australian time. We're going to have, now, I did ask Stone which was the way to pronounce it. I think it is Periton. He's a streamer who has been doing some of the challenge tunes. He's going to be joining us next week. So that will be very, excellent. Very exciting, which will be cool. Nice to see. But I have to say, I have to thank both of you rogues, you wonderful Rogue Slayer. Thank you for coming and being our guest and telling us all the wonderful things that you've been doing and all the fun and games that you've had with your tunes. So really appreciate that. And of course for Sir, for just helping me run this crazy ship that we do. So thank you for helping me out today. So Rogue Slayer, can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
I sure can. And thank you for having me on once again. Always fun. You can reach me at RogueSlayer1 on both Twitter and Instagram.
Excellent. Awesome.
Boom.
Boom. Done. All right. And Stir, where do we find your Guild Coroner services?
You can often find the Guild Coroner running around on Wormrest Accord. So find any tune, usually a monk these days, on Wormrest Accord. Also, you'll find me on Discord. I'm always lurking there and helping out in that area.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. All right. So where you can find us, don't forget all the information for any of the challenge stuff that you want to do. Go to wowchallenges.com website. You can also find all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. Okay. So if you want to check those out, we certainly have got a wonderful community and we're across a lot of things, which is fantastic. All right, if you want to contact the show, you can send us an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can find Stone on Twitter. He is at Stone Grasp. So that is StoneGrasp. And you can find me on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. Stone and I do another show called Adventures in Azeroth. You can check out, and I do a show called Behind the Avatar. So check those out if you want to listen to some more wow things. As always, big thank you to two wonderful friends of ours, which is Marconen and Epic Insanity, because they did our intros and outros, and we are very grateful and appreciative to them. So Marconen did our intro. You can find him on Twitter at Marconen Wow, as well as part of the Torrent Think Tank crew over there with Jules. And Epic Insanity did our outro, and you can find him at Epic_Insanity on Twitter. And his shows, Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions, is out there as well. Other than that, you didn't say the right thing with my Twitter about grasping your stones. I know.
That's right, Stone. We skipped it this week.
I'm in charge. Leta does what she wants. You should know this, Stone. Just saying. That's right. Thank you, sir. I'm the hostess with the mostess. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Other than that, again, chat room, thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you, Stir. Thank you, Rooksley. Hope you both have a wonderful week, and everyone out there, good luck with your challenge tunes and just have a really good week. Okay. Everyone, say goodbye and I'll play the outro.
Bye, everybody. Woo!
See ya.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod.
and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.